New research shows the importance of apprenticeships to a business. Can you tell us more?
Yes. New research just been published, independent research conducted by a company called Mora, is showing that 8 in 10 managers see apprentices as an important part of growing their business. And actually, it shows that they view that the right people and the right skills in their business is 10 times more important to expansion than access to finance. And as a result of all of that, employers that are employing apprentices are 5 times as likely to expand their business in the future.
And why should employers and young people consider an apprenticeship?
Well, employers tell us that they find that qualified apprentices are 15% more employable than people with other qualifications. And those are those soft, transferable skills that are quite often hard to capture. Things about getting on with your colleagues and turning up on time and working well to objectives. And what employers are also telling us, 89% of them, tell us that apprentices have helped their business to improve the quality of their product or their service. And that can result in tremendous benefits. Employers tell us that there's a boost to productivity by having apprentices in the business. And across all of the employers we talk to, there's an average of a £214 increase in productivity per week.
And what about the benefits to the apprentice themselves?
Well, for the apprentice, of course, you are earning at the same time as you're learning. You're developing your new skills, both the hard skills you need for a specific role and, of course, those transferable skills, the skills that enable you to get on with your colleagues, to get on with the job and to work to objectives. That gives you a tremendous head start on your colleagues and peers. There's a wide variety of roles out there and you're establishing yourself in a business, and the likelihood is that 90% of apprentices stay in employment at the end of their apprenticeship, and 25% get some sort of promotion in the next 12 months.
So when we think of apprenticeships, manufacturing and engineering industries sort of spring to mind. How accurate is this?
Well, apprenticeships nowadays are in a very wide range of roles and industries. There are over 1,500 different job roles with apprenticeships attached to them, and that's in 170 different industries. So, yes, you're right, in manufacturing and engineering, but also in legal services, in marine industries, in environmental conservation, in farming, in a wide range of industries that's possible to do an apprenticeship nowadays.
And apprenticeships, again, can be seen to be quite male-orientated previously. How accurate is this, and where do women fit in?
Well, apprenticeships are all about offering opportunities to people at all sorts of ages, with all sorts of backgrounds. And in terms of specifically the gender question, 53% of apprentices last year were women. And indeed, even in some of those sectors that you might consider to be more male-oriented, we tripled the number of women entering engineering industries last year.
So it's National Apprenticeship Week this week. Can you tell us more about what's going on throughout the week?
In National Apprenticeship Week, there are hundreds of events going on up and down the country to celebrate the benefits of apprenticeships. We're encouraging employers to pledge to start new apprentices in their business to generate the benefits that they get from apprenticeships in terms of productivity, in terms of commitment and enthusiasm and creativity in their business. And we're also encouraging people of all ages to look at an apprenticeship as a way of developing new skills and pursuing their ambitions in their career. You can rise to the top in an apprenticeship. There are hundreds of different roles that you can pursue an apprenticeship in, leading all the way up to degree-level apprenticeships. Nick Bowles, the Minister for Apprentices, is in York today. He's starting off at the Nestlé factory, where he's manufacturing Kit Kats, a job that I would love to join him in doing. And then he's going on to York College, where he's opening a construction skills centre, and there's many, many apprentices in the roles in construction. And finally, he's going to York Minster, where he's actually going to have a go at stonemasonry under the instruction of an apprentice.
And where can people find out more information or explore the option of an apprenticeship?
You can search for apprenticeships online, and there's a range of information on the gov.uk website about apprenticeships and what they can do for you. You can also search the database of apprentice vacancies. There's 28,000 vacancies online at any one time in apprenticeships right now. And if you search for find an apprenticeship, it will help you take you through a process to find the right apprenticeship vacancy for you. You can telephone us on 08000 150 400. And indeed, a whole range of organisations will advise you about how you can plan your future. And if you talk to the National Careers Service or go to the National Careers Service website, they can help you think about where you are now, where you want to get to, and how you can plan a route to get to your desired career.
So where can people find out more and explore the opportunities of apprenticeships?
Well, first you can search online for apprenticeships, and there's lots of information on the gov.uk website about what apprenticeships can bring to individuals and indeed to employers. You can also go to the National Career Service website, which has got 750 different job profiles explaining what you can expect about a job, how you can get into it, what sorts of things it opens up to you in the future. But also, if an apprenticeship isn't quite right for you just yet, bear in mind that traineeships are an opportunity that you can explore to lead you into an apprenticeship. Some of the country's top employers are offering work experience, traineeships and apprenticeships to help give young people and adults the best start in their career.